Welcome to CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we'll keep it tight and to the point. The CRA Tips are designed to give you something quick to digest, and then you can get back to your important work at hand. And for those of you who are newer to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the CRA, get exam ready, and leverage capital for the greater good. And if you're joining the podcast for the first time or you're new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. And a special note, since we're in the midst of regulatory change, you can assume that the tips relate to the current version of the CRA, unless I indicate otherwise. Okay, let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Well, it's time for another CRA tip. Today, we're going to talk about that public file. As most of you know, this is more of a straightforward technical requirement of the Community Reinvestment Act. Now, the purpose of the public file is to disclose some basic information about your bank and the products and services in the way that you serve your community. So at the most basic level, the public file contains information on the bank's most recent CRA performance evaluation. And that performance evaluation, as you know, contains a lot of information about your bank's record of meeting the credit needs of your community. In addition to the PE, or the performance evaluation, your bank also keeps track of the products and services that you deploy throughout your assessment area. It also shares information about your branch network and branches that were open and closed. And it also includes certain loan and deposit data depending. So it's very straightforward, yet sometimes we get a little turned around. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. I'm going to talk about, well, what are the technical requirements? And then more importantly, and the purpose of today's tip is what not to include, or some recommendations around best practices. So let's start with what is included in the CRA file. So it's important that you develop and maintain a compliance checklist as it relates to your public file. This will ensure that you meet all regulatory requirements and that you have institutionalized this technical aspect of the CRA for your bank. So as I mentioned before, there is some common information that all banks must maintain in their public file. All written comments received from the public for the current year and each of the prior two calendar years that specifically relate to the bank's performance in meeting the credit needs of your community. Next, you'll include, of course, your public evaluation, and you'll put this into your file within 30 business days after the receipt, after you completed a CRA exam. And as I mentioned before, you'll include your list of branches, street addresses, and geographies. Certainly the list of branches that you opened or closed during the current year or each of the prior 2 years and the street addresses and geography. And a list of services, and if there's any variations through your retail distribution channels. And then maps of your assessment areas. And any other information that the bank chooses. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a bit. So there is some additional information that should be made available to the public. And it depends if you're a small bank, an intermediate small, or a large bank. So I won't go through all of the details. But if you choose to collect and maintain consumer information, there may be additional requirements that you'll put into the public file. To the extent that you're a larger bank, you'll be putting in CRA disclosure statement. And also, if you're hummed a reporter, there's also some inclusionary aspects within your public file. And if you're a small bank, there's very specific requirements as well. So it's important to note also that there are two typical versions of a public file. One that is available at the main office, and then a different version that is housed at the branch. So the bank has a choice of how to maintain this information. So you may keep this information in a bunch of binders, but more than likely you keep this electronically now, and it may be accessible within your intranet, and it may be accessible on the internet for all to view. There is no right way around that. That is a business decision, as long as it is available to the public upon request. So here's a tip you might consider. When we would have a request at the branch level for a copy of our public file, I would ask that those branch members inform me of who is requesting it so that I could be aware. I could be aware of the volume of inquiries and who, and sometimes I chose to then follow up with individuals and have a conversation. So now let's talk about cutting the clutter within your public file. It's important to understand and stick to the regulatory requirements. You can avoid the inclusion of extra information not required by the CRA. Overstuffing the public file can create unnecessary complexity and potential confusion for both examiners and community members. So first, I'll talk about the availability of the public file contents as it relates to sharing information with the community. So I've worked with some community banks along the way that chose to add extra information into their public file. So some of the banks would add the letters that they receive, like the thank you letters from their charitable giving, even the thank you letters from a $100 donation or $500. So of course, as you can imagine, that really added volume to the public file, but they were very proud. So they put it all in there. They also added information about some of their community outreach and some of their community initiatives. So while adding that information is certainly at their discretion, they added clutter to a very technical element to the CRA. So in the end, my recommendation was to keep the CRA public file just to the technical aspects of the CRA. And then what we did is we added a community page on the internet so they can showcase all the things that they're proud of. And then they added a page just for their CRA commitment and some of their initiatives. And then they also chose to create an annual impact report. And within that impact report, they were able to highlight all of the great work they were doing in their community. So when they had a request for the public file, they would then make copies and make it available to anyone that requested. And then they also gave links to these pages and also attached or printed out, depending on the way they distributed it, a copy of the annual report they were so proud of. So this bifurcated the technical compliance with all the other great things they wanted to share. And in the end, they were able to accomplish their desired outcome. So now let's talk about providing additional information for the examiners. As you know, they have exam procedures. Part of those exam procedures are to look at that public file from a technical standpoint. So they'll do that, they'll finish that, they'll put it to the side. Then the most important work ahead of them is looking at your performance measures, depending on the size of your bank, and with the intent to complete their performance evaluation. Now, in completing this performance evaluation, they will have to methodically go through all of your performance benchmarks. So this won't be a surprise to most of you, but I say creating a self-assessment is the most efficient way to share information with examiners so that they can get to the bottom line and see your performance in the same way for which you see your performance as well. It sets the stage. It sets the expectation. It shows that you have a robust CRA program and that you have a presumptive rating in mind. So we covered a lot today, but the bottom line is this. Keep your public file tight. Consider the most important way you're going to communicate with the community, and then pair that with the public file if you want upon request. And then, of course, I'm going to say the self-assessment is the most efficient way to get the information that evidences your performance and your commitment to the community to the examiners. So I hope today was helpful. And until next time, bye for now.
Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.